Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening. I am so sorry I'm delayed in getting on. Give me one second here, please. I apologize. Hello, hello, good evening. Thank you so much for tuning in to the next chapter of Widows Ministry Talk Show. Like I said, once again, I apologize for coming on so late. But let me begin. I hope that you all had a good Thanksgiving. I know some of you, it wasn't easy, but you're here and you got through it. And thank God. Well, tonight is the, this is week four of preparing for the storm, the holidays, because we have another one coming up. That is Christmas, so we got to get through that one as well. And this is, I am Mary Hollis, your host, and I just hope that you all enjoy Thanksgiving as much as you possibly could have. It was very difficult for all of us not being able to spend the time with our family members like we would normally do. So I spent my holiday with my daughter, and my daughter lives only about 6 minutes away from me, so it was just her family and me. So it everything went well, but I hope that as we go into 2021, that is going to be a better, blessed year that we can travel, be with our family, and just enjoy life a little better again. But God has been good. He's gotten us through, almost through the 2020. So we got to be thankful for that as well. For the last couple of, this is week four. And we've talked about, we've had, these are the topics that we've talked about before. I'm not going to go in detail of any of it. I'm just going to mention the topics and we can go into what I want to talk about tonight. We talked about the three N's. That's normal, natural, and necessary. The shock. Am I going crazy? Coping method. Ways to weather the storm through Thanksgiving. I gave y'all some tips and things that I suggested to do during Thanksgiving. And I hope that you were able to try some of them. If not, they say we're going to go through to the next month of December. And I can't believe it's December 1st today. It is such amazing how fast these days are going. But all is well. We are here, and God is still good. We're going to talk about, tonight there is three topics I want to talk about. You cannot grieve. Cannot grieve. Grief affects your entire self. Cry. Yes, a good cry. When I first was trying to sign on, I saw, I hope that a few people dropped off. I hope that they called back in again, and I hope that they're on the air now. And I apologize, like I say, once again. But I'm going to skip a couple of things that I wanted to because of time. But I do want to begin with Psalms 23. The Lord is my shepherd. And yes, God is definitely our shepherd. And it says, you know, I'm sure all of you know Psalms 23. I shall not want. He maketh me to lie in green pasture. He leadeth me beside the quiet waters. He restores my soul. He guides me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Even though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod, thy staff, that comforts me. He prepares me a table before in the presence of my enemies. He anointed, and also when he was saying the presence of my enemies, one of the enemies are grief. Grief can be an enemy to you because it can take you through so many type of emotions and situations. You anointed my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy and love, surely goodness and mercy will follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Yes, he will. You can feel comfortable in knowing that God will allow you to dwell in his house. He will be there with you. He is your shelter in a time of trouble. And we're going to go into the first thing that I wanted to talk about tonight. When the loss sinks in, it's a blur. Sometimes we avoid it. We're in shock. And after a while, we really realize that our loved one, our special loved one, is gone and will not be coming back. It's finally sunk in. So he or she is not coming back. This is a time when you may be feeling very bad, but the fact that you feel that way isn't all bad because it means that you are feeling so overwhelmed that our hearts find it hard to accept. We can't change what happened or keep holding off the full impact of the loss. That our loved one is indeed gone. Reality comes pain. A mother grieving the loss of her baby said, "Hole in my soul was so deep that I couldn't see the bottom." You also may feel as if you can't see the bottom, or perhaps that you have hit the bottom. At times, you may wonder if you can survive, or even want to survive, without your loved one. Well, just remember, when you feel like you've hit rock bottom, Jesus is the rock at the bottom. He will not let you fall. He will lift you up. Yes, if you can, you can, and you will survive. Just like now, you have gone through the storm through the month of November, through Thanksgiving. You're here. You'll survive. The pain you feel right now will not always be intense and will not last forever. The pain will come and go. Let the reality of the loss sink in. As painful as that reality may be, you can only heal when you feel. Experiencing the feelings your loss has stirred up is one step towards healing. You cannot not grieve. You must give yourself permission to grieve. You must go through the grieving process. There are some things in life where mind over matter work. We can push them aside. We can ignore them. They won't affect us. But grief is one of them we cannot ignore. Ignoring grief won't make it go away or keep it from affecting you. Cannot not grieve. We cannot avoid grieving a loss. You cannot grieve any more than you can not bleed. If you cut your finger, you bleed. If you lose someone you love, you grieve. It's as simple and natural as that. We must allow ourselves to grieve. We can, but we cannot not grieve. The death of a loved one will trigger a flood of thoughts, memory, and emotion that cannot remain bottled up forever. Grief is a natural and healthy way to allow these feelings to surface and move out of us. We must grieve in order to get to heal from our hurt. People try to avoid grieving for many reasons. It's not always healthy. It can cause anxiety, sickness, and sleepless nights. There is no, this is a quote from someone, there is no way around the pain that you naturally feel when someone you love dies. You can't go over it, under it, or around it. Going through it is what will help you heal. Let me read that quote again by this person. There is no way around the pain that you naturally feel when your loved one dies. You can't go over it, under it, around it. Going through it, it is what will help you heal. So you must go through it. It is not easy, but the healing process is going through it. I was going to play James Fortune song, Live Through It. Everything in life is not easy, just like this year of 2020, this pandemic, the coronavirus. It has not been easy, but we're getting through it. Some of us have had challenges getting through it. This is the last month. This is December 1st. It's December 1st has 31 days. Just believe and pray and be thankful and ask God to get us through this 31 days. We have gotten through it so far. And just like we have gotten through this year, we can get through. You can get through your journey of grief. Yes, it's not. I'm going to be talking about some feelings. I won't go into that right now. But you can't think your way through grief. You need to feel your way through it. That was a breakthrough for many people. I realized, this is a comment being said by someone, that was a breakthrough. I realized I had been talking about my feelings as if there was something outside of me in order to keep from feeling them. There are many reasons why people have difficulty grieving. Most important than the reason, however, is the simple truth and emotions of grief need to be dealt with. Attempting to assist them or bury them can only delay them for a while. You must and you cannot not grieve. Accepting your grief. We end up restricting our grief and trying to hold in our emotions. We can be exhausting, which can be exhausting and unhealthy. and it doesn't work anyway. Eventually, our grief will break through, so accepting our grief and letting it come out now is half the battle. That is half the battle. You can't apply this bit of cowboy wisdom to grief. Don't fight your grief or try to control it. Simply move along with it and let it take you wherever it goes, especially the feelings that are stirred up by your loss. Share the painful memories and talk about the issues that surface. It is very important for you to accept your grief because of other people, because other people may not. And Matthew 5:4 says, blessed are those who mourn, for they will be comforted. And that's the truth. God said he will never leave you nor forsake you, and that's what he meant. He will never leave you nor forsake you. He will be your comforter. Whatever the reason, a lot of people will say or do to discourage you from grieving. So don't depend on others to give your permission to grieve. Give that permission to yourself. Accept your grief and let yourself grieve. It is healthy. Go through the motion. Grief affects you and your entire self, psychologically and emotionally. The most obvious way grief affects you, writing it out, these feelings, painful feeling is the most important thing you can do. Socially, that loss will affect you to view yourself, how you relate with yourself and others, and how others view and relate to you. You may feel as though you no longer fit in with your friends. They may pull away from you. Are you from them? Now, let me give an example. If it's a spouse that you, a loss of a loved one, a spouse, I didn't want to be around couples my husband passed. I didn't want to be around couples. I didn't like looking at couples in the street, because it reminded me of my loss. I was jealous. I was hurt. It was hurtful. And I just started saying, why did this have to happen to me? Why couldn't my loved one still be here? Even if it's a mother, a father, sister, brother, whoever. When you see other people out enjoying themselves, family members, yeah, that bothers you. It bothered me. And spiritually, the death of a loved one touches the heart in God. And people can respond to many different ways. Some people will feel God is closer to them. Others feel that God has abandoned them. I'm sure you have felt one or the other, or both. And physically, I know it's only we have a few more minutes, but I'm going to continue on. And I will include the message that I had, the rest of the message that I had, and including into next week. But physically, grief gets physical. It can affect your eating habits. And I'm sure some of you know the story about it. And sometimes you've lost weight or gained weight, difficult to sleep, stay awake. Grief can cause shortness of breath, dizzy spells, tightness in the chest. It causes all kinds of problems. Mentally, it is very normal to experience lapsed memory loss, concentration. I am sure we all have gone through that. All the different feelings that we go through. But just knowing that God is right there with us He is there helping you to get through one day at a time. And he will never leave you nor forsake you. He promised us that. And he loves us. If you feel that he's not there, like you can't feel him, just keep praying and believing in him. One day you're going to get that feeling that you need to feel, his presence. He will always be there walking by your side. Even during this pandemic, I know it's 260 plus people have died, but he did not cause those deaths. And I know we can't understand why, but we don't question God. We just have to believe and trust in him and do this walk. And as this program is about to end, I just ask you to, in Matthew 26:38, then Jesus said to them, my soul is overwhelmed with sorrow and to the point of death. Jesus wept when Lazarus had died originally. He has emotions and he really cares about us. He cared about Lazarus at the time and he cares about us now. He's going to continue to walk with us and be with us every step of the way, one day at a time. I have a book that says God will handle it one day at a time. And that's exactly what he will do, one day at a time. Continue to walk with him and believe in him and trust in him. Trust him with all your heart and lean not to your own understanding. And thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Sorry for the delay and me coming in and not being able to share all of the message. But just like things happen. Things are not always perfect all the time. But we must accept God's ways. His ways are not our ways. His thoughts are not our thoughts. We just have to believe and trust him. Keep walking that walk. Keep going forward. It's like baby, like a baby is born. His baby is making that first step. He or she's going to continue to try to make another step. If he falls, she or he's going to get back up and continue that walk. Just keeps making those steps like baby steps. And one day, just like that baby going to start walking. Boy, once they start walking, they don't want to stop. They don't want to continue to walk all over the place. And that's the steps that you're going to make. Each step is going to get, you're going to get stronger and stronger each and every day. You're going to be able to talk about your loved one without crying. And the last thing I wanted to talk about was a good cry. Instead of playing the music, I'm going to talk about it. Have a good cry. It is okay. And I think I mentioned that in a couple of weeks before about crying. And I cried up the I found myself going up and back and forth on the expressway. Find a good place for you to cry. Cry. Go to the gravesite. Let it all out. Find a place. Just let your tears flow until one day it's going to dry up. And that was the last thing. It was more detailed that I wanted to talk about, but have yourself a good cry. Sometimes it is very healthy for you to let it out instead of keeping it in. And even if it's been 2 years, 3 years, or more years, let it all out. I mean, we get those memories just like it happened yesterday. Let the feeling flow. Let it all out. And like I said, it's healthy. Don't let anyone discourage you that you've been crying too much, you've been grieving too much, or whatever. Go through the process the way that you feel that is necessary. Now, if it becomes unhealthy for you're not sleeping, you're not eating, now that's not the right way. But I know it's difficult sometimes where we experience those emotions. But just knowing that, don't let other people make you feel bad about the way that you're grieving, because you will feel guilty. They're supportive, but they don't know that you're hurting your feelings. Oh, you still going through that? Oh, you should have been over that long time ago. You are still crying. Don't let them make you feel bad. Hey, they haven't had the loss that you've had. They don't know how the relationship that you had with your spouse, your mother, your father, your son, a brother, whatever the loss that you went through. They don't know the relationship. They don't know how you feel inside. So don't let them make you feel guilty about your feelings. And that is all. I've gone over instead of playing the music, but I will tune in again next week, the same time. I promise you I won't be late this time. And there are more topics that we'll be discussing. We have two more sessions. Next week is week number 5, and we'll go to week number 6 just before Christmas. So I have some other things that I'll be talking about. And I'm also going to bring someone on the air just to do a testimony. It will probably, I'm not sure if it's going to be next week or the week, the last week. But just knowing that God loves you, and so does the next chapter of Widow's Ministry. Be blessed and have a great evening, and keep walking. Keep making those steps like those baby steps. Keep on. Each step is going to get you get stronger and stronger and stronger. Even though some of you may, it's new, and some of you might be 2 or 3 years. The feelings, because you love that person so much. That person is no longer there, and you have to go through this by yourself through this pandemic. It's been very, it's been very hard for us. But God is right there. Just ask him for that wink that I mentioned to you last week or last time about. God does give us winks. And ask him, wink at me, God. Let me see and feel your presence, because I know that there's a wink out there that you're trying to tell me something or show me something. Thank you so much for tuning in. Be blessed. And invite others to be on. And have a good week. And just keep making those baby steps.
In this life, you will have trouble. You can't avoid it. You can't get around it. But you can live through it.
Have you ever been there? One day you're smiling, the next day you're fighting to hold back your tears, to hide how you feel. So tired of thinking like everything is okay when you know it's not right.
You can't get
no sleep at night.
And now
you may be asking, cause you never imagined. God, I can only tell you what he told me.
He told me. This is what he told me.
Live through it.
He said, James,
grow through it.
You will
get through it.
You can make it.
You can make it if you just pray through it. Don't let this be the end for you.
It's not the end. This is only temporary.
Live through it.
Hallelujah. It always hurts more when it's someone close to you.
Someone you love.
Yeah.
May have just let you down.
But don't worry.
It's not the end of the world.
You gotta understand.
God already knows everyone who will leave you.
Deserve you.
Didn't see it coming, and now you feel broken. How could this be God?
This can't be God.
It cannot be God. I can only tell you what he told me.
God is saying,
live through it.
It's growing pains.
Grow through it.
Your family needs you to
get through it.
But here's the key.
You can make it if you just pray through it.
You gotta pray through it. God only allowed it because he knew you could survive it. So
you're
dying.